Jesus did great things, didn't he? We're told in our scripture this morning that he went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and illness. The Lord blessed every life that he came in contact with. He shared life-changing teachings. He brought the good news of God's love to everyone he met. And we're told that he healed every illness and disease. Jesus could have done all of this work by himself. He was God, and God can do anything and everything. But Jesus chose to work through 12 very ordinary people. Sometimes the disciples were ignorant. Sometimes they were selfish and filled with selfish ambition. Sometimes they were weak and afraid. But Jesus chose them, commissioned them, and then empowered them to do the work that he was doing. Jesus knew that people were lost. They were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. He said the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. So Jesus called his 12 disciples to him and gave them authority over demons and the authority to heal. And then he sent them out. He told them to go to the lost sheep of Israel and to do what he had been doing. Isn't it amazing that God needs us to do his work? He could choose to do it all himself, but instead he chooses to work through us. So he needs us to do his work. God needs us to accomplish his purposes in this world. He chooses to work through the ordinary people like his 12 disciples and ordinary people like us. We, however, tend to focus more on what God can do for us and less on what we can do for God. We want God to bless us, to meet our needs. Churches tend to feed into this consumer mentality. We build beautiful buildings and then try to persuade people to come and worship with us. We gather a talented group of musicians, form a wonderful praise band, and then hope that people will come to hear this wonderful worship music. We hire a youth minister and put together a high-powered youth ministry, and then hope that young people will come and be blessed. With this consumer approach, some people go to one church for their Sunday morning worship, they'll go to another for their youth ministry program, and then still another for a weeknight ministry. They will go wherever they can to get their needs met. The trouble is, there's little in Scripture that supports this consumer mentality, this supermarket image of the church. What if the church isn't the means whereby you get what you want from God, but rather the place where God gets what God wants from you? What if Christian discipleship isn't the way God meets your needs, but rather you are the way that God meets the world's needs? We are given a great truth in Scripture. Jesus' way of doing good for you is by commissioning you to do good for somebody else. When we give our life away by serving God, that's when we find it. When we help others, we are helped. We should look not to get our needs met. We should look to meet the needs of others. And then, wonder of wonders, our needs are met by the Lord. God needs us to do His work. And God blesses us when we do His work. When the early church was formed by the power of the Holy Spirit, notice that they didn't go out and build a church. Church buildings came much, much later in church history. The disciples met in homes to worship the Lord. This was an underground house church movement, much like what is happening in China today. The disciples also obeyed Jesus' command to go out. They went out to the synagogue. They went out into the streets. And they healed. And they preached. They shared the good news of Jesus Christ. The disciples almost immediately began to go to Jerusalem, all of Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth to share a witness of Jesus Christ. Jesus called them to go out into the world, and that's what they did. The followers of Jesus went far and wide spreading the good news of God's love. The emphasis was always on going out. We often get it backwards. We want people to come to us. And I know I'm guilty of this. I pray that more people will come and worship with us and join our church family. We hope that better preaching, better music, a more beautiful church, or better advertising will entice people to come. Our attitude is kind of like in the movie Field of Dreams. If you build it, they will come. There are glorious church buildings and cathedrals all around the world that stand empty today. It's not the church building that is important. It's the people of God, empowered by God, and set out to do His work. Our God calls us to go. Go. Hundreds of times that command is given by God in Scripture to His people. Go. We are much more comfortable when people come to us. But God commands us to go. Go into retirement homes and visit the elderly. Go to the sick in the hospitals. Go to the prisoners and bring them the good news of God's love and freedom in Jesus Christ. Go into your workplace and be the light of God. Go into your neighborhood and share the love of God. We need to ask the question. We need to pray the prayer. God, where do you want us to go? Some Christians just go out into the streets and tell people about Jesus and hand out tracts. Some go out into the streets and give food to the homeless. There was one man in a recent Alpha video that we watched who shared how Christians ministered to him when he was homeless. And he had nothing to do with them at first. Then he ended up in the hospital, and some of those Christians came and prayed for him. And through them, those prayers, God transformed his life. I think mission trips are a powerful way for Christians to go and minister to the needs of the poor in developing countries. I know that Pastor Sonia and Moises do a radio ministry. Through the radio, they go out into the world with the message of God's love. We need to pray for God's guidance. Where and how do you want us to go? What if we went out into this community, two by two, and simply offered to pray for people? I think most people believe in prayer. Would they be willing to allow us to pray for them? Would this be a way to share the love of God in our neighborhood? Maybe God would send us into one of our schools to tutor children or help in a classroom setting. Anytime we are interacting with people out there in the world, there is the opportunity to witness for our Lord. Any group that we're part of can be a place to develop friendships and could lead to an opportunity to share our faith in Jesus. Where do you want us to go, Lord? Please show us. Our God wants our help. And when we respond in faith to His call to go and serve Him, He will bless us. And He will bless the world through us. Would you join me in prayer? Lord, it's hard to go. We're much more comfortable in familiar surroundings with people that we know and love. Going out can be unsettling, uncomfortable, and even dangerous. But Lord, we know that You want us to go. Please show us where You want us to go and when. Please make it clear to each of us and help us to simply respond in faithful obedience and go where You want us to go. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.